Singapore's economy just pulled off something it hasn't done in 15 years. For two straight years, it expanded more than 5%. That's something we last saw in 2010 and 2011, right after the global financial crisis rebound. So how did Singapore do so well? First, AI. Global demand for artificial intelligence hardware, especially high-end chips, surged last year. Think of it like a global gold rush. But instead of gold, it's AI servers and advanced chips. And Singapore's electronics and semiconductor sectors rode that wave. That boom didn't just lift factories, it spilled into wholesale trade, logistics, and finance. More goods moving meant more capital flowing. Second, tariffs. While the US raised tariffs on many countries, it left out key exports like semiconductors and pharmaceuticals, a move that helped shield Singapore. Some companies even rushed shipments to beat tariff hikes, and this gave exports an extra boost. Third, pharmaceuticals. A spike in production of a high-value drug ingredient added an unexpected lift. And finally, foreign investors also parked their money here, seeing Singapore as a safe haven during global uncertainty. Put these factors together and you'll get growth that economists are calling exceptional for a developed economy. But can it last? Experts say growth is likely to slow between 2 to 4% in 2026. AI investments may keep things going, but warning signs are already emerging. A softer labor market, weaker global demand, and the simple fact that it's harder to grow quickly when you're already ahead. 2 to 4% is still healthy growth, but another 5% year? That would be a stretch.